Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Google's Go Playing Machine opens the door to robots that learn, by Cade Metz. Two robotic arms face two closed doors. Both reach forward and miss the door handles entirely. So they reach again, and this time they hit the handles head-on, rattling the door frames. So they try again, and again. Finally, they grab the handles cleanly and pull the doors open, and after a few more hours of trial and error, they can repeat the trick every time. The two robots are somewhere inside Google, and though other machines have long been agile enough to pull a door handle, these are different. They learned to open those doors largely on their own. Relying on a technique called reinforcement learning, they train themselves to perform a particular task by repeating it over and over and over again, carefully keeping track of what worked and what didn't. This same technique helped drive AlphaGo, the Google AI that learned to play the ancient game of Go better than any human, and now it's pushing robotics into a new frontier. Beyond a few videos and two matter-of-fact blog posts, Google declines to discuss this research, an effort overseen by the University of California, Berkeley roboticist Sergey Levine, and certainly the project is still in the early stages. But it represents a much broader movement toward machines that can learn to do things on their own, rather than obeying the preordained programming of human engineers. The hope is that reinforcement learning and related methods can accelerate the development of autonomous robots, in much the same way these methods have accelerated the progress of so many technologies in the purely digital realm. And as this movement takes shape, robotic hardware is rapidly evolving as well, a change underlined by all those internet videos from the Google-owned robotics outfit Boston Dynamics. It's all part of an irony that hangs in the air as the Trump administration vows to bring more jobs back to U.S. factories. American businesses are already replacing so many human workers with robots, and now researchers are pushing toward self-learning machines that can do so much more. What we're interested in are robots that interact with humans, says Ronnie Vune, who founded the robotics startup Micropsy alongside Harvard cognitive scientist Joe Sabak. Imagine a robot taking a piece of work and handing it to a human hand, or taking a piece of work from a human hand. Today, you can't do that. Reinforcement learning is an old technology that had its coming out party about 2 years ago when DeepMind, the London artificial intelligence lab owned by Google, used the technique to build systems that could play old Atari games with superhuman skill. In Breakout, the game where you knock down a wall of bricks using a paddle and a bouncing ball, DeepMind's AI learned to hit the ball behind the wall, knocking down brick after brick with a speedy economy that didn't seem possible. Then the lab applied much the same technique to Go, cracking the ancient game 10 years ahead of schedule. DeepMind founder Demis Hassabis and his team fed about 30 million Go moves into a deep neural network, a pattern recognition system that can learn tasks by analyzing vast amounts of data. Once the system learned the game, it reached even higher levels of skill by playing against itself over and over and over again. Reinforcement learning is particularly well suited to games. The technique is driven by a reward function, a system that tracks which actions bring reward and which don't. In games, the reward is obvious, more points. But the same technique works with other types of software as well as in the physical world, places where the reward function is sometimes less obvious and sometimes more. For Google's robots, the reward is opening the door. Of course, opening a door is just one small part of navigating the world. The larger goal gets very complicated very quickly, not to mention very expensive. That's why many other researchers are using digital simulations to explore reinforcement learning before moving into the physical world, hoping to bridge the gap between games and robotics. Take OpenAI, the billion-dollar artificial intelligence lab bootstrapped by Elon Musk. It's building a sweeping software platform called Universe, where AI agents can use reinforcement learning to master computer applications of all kinds, from games to web browsers. In theory, this could help build agents that operate in the real world as well. If you can teach an AI to play a driving game, the thinking goes, you can teach it to drive. Prowler.io is a Cambridge, England startup moving down the same path. Today, this small team of researchers is building agents that can learn to navigate massively multiplayer games, virtual worlds. But as time goes on, they plan on extending this virtual work to robots and autonomous vehicles in the real world. Today, this is not how driverless cars operate. They make decisions based on an enormous set of rules programmed by engineers, which is a long way from real autonomy. Prowler founder and CEO Vishal Chatrath, who sold his previous AI company to Apple, argues that reinforcement learning and related techniques are essential to building truly autonomous vehicles, cars that can do everything a human driver can do. In Berlin, Micropsy is already pushing these techniques into physical systems, much like Google. Founded in 2014 with an eye on building robots for manufacturing and other industrial purposes, the company began by building robotic simulations it could train via reinforcement learning. A video on the company's website shows off a system where a virtual robot arm learns to balance a virtual pole on the end of its virtual finger. The system simulates gravity and the movement of the robot, and a reward function tracks whether the pole falls or stays up. "We give the robot a cookie for every second it keeps the pole up," Vuhn says, "and if it falls, you punish it." Now the company is applying these same techniques to a physical machine called the Universal Robot. The trouble is that the physical world requires new techniques, too. Vuhn claims his company can solve any robotic problem inside a computer simulation, but simulations aren't the real thing. "If you do it in simulation, you haven't done the half of it," he admits. "It's hard to simulate contact physics." In other words, you can use simulations to build a robot that can balance a pole, but teaching it to push a plug into an outlet requires real plugs and real outlets. And pushing a plug into an outlet is one of the easier problems, just because there's an obvious and simple reward. Most behavior is harder to rate. As you string tasks together, those systems of reward get enormously complex. Carnegie Mellon researcher Abhinav Gupta, who is exploring similar technology with funding from Google, questions how useful reinforcement learning can be in the short term. He and his team are exploring a different set of techniques based on convolutional neural networks, a machine learning technique widely used in image recognition, and these methods collect much larger amounts of data. Chatrath believes that, at least for right now, the best way to explore AI grounded in the physical world is through toys, small and simple machines. The idea is that as systems learn to use simple machines, they can apply what they learn to more complex machines. What's clear is that robots don't just have one way to learn. They have many, and inside so many organizations, they're getting started.
Hi, I'm Sarah from the Spoken Edition team. Happy Friday. We want to know more about you, what you listen to, when, and what you like or don't like about the Spoken Edition. We'd love to hear from you. Send your feedback to sarah@spokenedition.com. Thanks.